This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Another move by the new administration, updating housing rules to protect people from being discriminated against because they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
For the first time, LGBTQ people are now protected from housing discrimination under federal law.
This is a very big deal.
Jake Lillian is an attorney with the National Community Reinvestment Coalition.
We've been waiting a long time for the day when someone could contact HUD and say, I've been the victim of housing discrimination because I'm gay or because I'm trans.
Now they can, Lillian says, and have their claim taken seriously.
And there is a hope that housing providers will now know that they cannot get away with blatant discrimination.
Whether they're renting or selling a home. Sherita Gruberg at the Center for American Progress says the protections go beyond that, too.
The Fair Housing Act also prohibits mortgage and lending discrimination for housing. It prohibits shelter discrimination.
Some states already prohibited housing discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, but 21 did not.
And we know that LGBTQ people are less likely to own homes, are more likely to experience homelessness, and face significant levels of discrimination in housing.
Transgender people in particular, which is why HUD's move to extend fair housing protections is so significant, Gruberg says.
But the last administration really demonstrated how easily a anti-LGBTQ government can rescind protections.
Which is why she'd also like to see Congress pass the Equality Act and enshrine those protections into law permanently. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.